We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, November 23rd. Wins for both the men's and women's basketball teams on Monday. Colorado men's defense shined when the shots weren't falling as the Buffaloes squeaked out a 54-52 win over Brown in the final game of the Paradise Jam at the University of Virgin Islands Sports and Fitness Center on Monday. Evan Batty had a game-high 16 points as the Buffaloes improved to 5-1 overall in the season, officially placing fourth in the tournament with a 2-1 record. Jabari Walker had his second straight double-double, finishing with 10 points and 11 rebounds. Colorado shot 40% for the game, but only 27% in the first half. Batty, who entered the game shooting nearly 70% from the field, made just 6 of his 15 attempts. But for Tad Boyle of Buffaloes, that offense has got to improve.
Our offense right now, we missed some really good looks. I thought Bunny's inside. We got to finish. Again, finish is a mantra with this team. And tonight we needed to finish better, you know, at the rim. We're 1-for-9 from 3 with some really good looks, I thought. Our program is built on defense and rebounding for a reason. It's built to win games like this when your offense is not at its best. When we hold the other team to 40% field goal percentage defense, yep, or less, and we out-rebound them by 8 or more, in the 12 years, or 11 and change years our staff has been here, our record is 74-5. It might be 75-5 tonight because we held them to 30%. We out-rebound them by, 11. That's how you win games like this.
The Buffs return home and open Pac-12 play Sunday versus Stanford in Boulder. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network begins at 4:30 Sunday, tip-off at 5 in Denver. You can catch the game at 6:30 KHOW on the Varsity Network app and the Buffs to You broadcast at CUBuffs.com/BuffsView. Meanwhile, the CU women's basketball team turned a 12-point halftime lead into a 33-point blowout, 81-48, over visiting Samford on Monday night at the Event Center. The Buffs took control of the game and outscored the Bulldogs 23-6 in the third quarter as J.R. Payne of the Buffaloes began to figure out the Dogs' 1-2-2 zone defense.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that we would see the bulk of the possessions would be zone defense, which we haven't seen a lot of. And with a very little prep time, I was a little bit nervous about that. But we moved the ball well. We shared the ball well. And yeah, I think on a short term, we executed pretty well.
Colorado had four players scoring double figures, led by sophomore Frida Foreman's game high 13 points. The shooter out of Denmark finally got her shot to fall, hitting 3 3-pointers after a 2-for-11 start to the season. Short turnaround for the Buffaloes, as tonight the Buffs host Texas Southern in Boulder. Pregame at 5:30, tip-off at 6 on the Varsity Network app, and in Denver on 6:30 KHOW. The CU football team is heavy into preparation for Friday's season finale against the Utes of Utah in Salt Lake City on a short week. The Buffs finished their home slate with an impressive 4-2 record, and now head coach Carl Durrell says it's time for the Buffaloes to learn how to win on the road.
We have to learn how to win on the road, and we haven't done that. And, you know, we were 4-2 last year, and, you know, we had 2 road wins, we had 2 home wins, and then we had 2 losses that were, you know, one was at home and one was on the road in the bowl game. I call that a road game since it wasn't in our stadium. So we have had some discussions on that, but that's really going to be a major point going into this offseason about what that looks like, and really reference a lot of the games we had this year where we were probably having a chance to be in control of games, and we didn't finish for one reason or another. So that goes back into your question about those are things we got to talk about and understand that our performance when you're on the road is completely, you know, something that, you know, it's different. It's not at home. You don't have the home crowd. You have things that are against you from an environment standpoint, but you have to utilize that as, you know, a source of strength, though. You know, I think that's really something that this team will learn, you know, over the course of this offseason, and we'll show a better effort on those things, particularly on road games in the future.
By the way, Durrell said wide receiver Brendan Rice will be out against Utah this week, as will inside linebacker Jack Lamb, but added that there's a chance, anyway, that linebackers Nate Lambert and Guy Thomas and Jamar Montgomery, along with defensive lineman Janaz Jordan and Justin Jackson, will return. Saturday, the Buffs and Utes meet at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Our pregame coverage gets underway at noon. Kickoff in the Rumble of the Rockies is set for 2 p.m. on the Colorado Football Network in Denver at 850 KOA and on the Varsity Network app. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.